In this Atlanta Sound, we meet Kodak Harrison, the organizer of the weekly Open Mic Poetry Night. He's been hosting the event since it began back in 2001.
Okay, we'll get started. Like I said, I bring up people that I haven't seen their name or I don't think I've seen their name. Ronald E. But he's never spoken, see, right? He's a first-timer. Come on, make him feel welcome.
My poem tonight is entitled, Can I Count the Sand? Meditating on the shoreline spread.
The poet has a different slant on things. He often can put things in a different way than you would be able to yourself.
Test the waters and ask, how much will you allow me? 10 years since I started judging myself so freely.
I think they meant it when they said you can't buy love.
Now just a whole new world of exciting things that fit between your palms while you're parked at a park beneath the trees.
Now, everything we do here is not poetry. It's spoken word or it's this or that. But it's people that are into words. And that's I think that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, okay. You can help me if you would like by snapping. I'll start and then like you guys can join in. Hold on, like follow me.
The leaves grow pale and wither. The saint looks on the sinner.
I started out as a musician, a singer-songwriter, years ago. I've been around for a while. And back in the 80s, a critic started calling me a poet based on my songwriting. Now, I resisted that label because I said, well, I'm not a poet, I'm a songwriter. I've always revered poetry, poets.
I'm going to do a piece I've done several times just because I want to do it. How about that, you know?
The doctors say the odds were against me in a matter of life and death. Doc says the odds are one in a million. In a matter of life and death. Doc says I'm the one. I am the lucky one. I am the one.
Whether it's because you're brokenhearted or you feel oppressed or you're mad at somebody or whatever, I think it's good to get it out.
Like lead projectiles, we speak truth at open mics while they lie about drone strikes and it's hard to keep up with the missiles.
These people here need an avenue to express themselves. They can come here, people will listen to them, they'll applause, there'll be somebody in the audience that will relate to them. It's like therapy, and it's free therapy.
Next reader is Amin, A-M-I-N. Not here. Amin gone once, gone twice, gone thrice. Okay, Malika.
That was Kodak Harrison, the organizer of the weekly Open Mic Poetry Night at Java Monkey in Decatur. The story is part of the Atlanta Sound series. If you have a story idea, we always want to know about it. Share it with us at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.